Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Rebecca. Say
Hi.
Hello to us.
Hi, Chill Chums and Conan.
Hey.
Hey, Rebecca. It's nice to talk to you. It's so nice to see you. And I'm looking at you right now. You've got, I'll say it, you've got a very hip vibe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Doesn't she, Sona, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
I love your hair. I love what you're wearing.
Your tattoos kind of blend into your shirt, too.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I was just told that. I didn't plan that, but...
You seem like a free spirit, someone who refuses to conform.
Exactly.
To modern mores. And I just love saying mores because I don't get to say it enough.
I would agree with that.
Rebecca, I know nothing about you. Where are you from? Where are you talking to us from?
I'm in Seattle right now.
Oh, I probably say this too often on the podcast, but my wife is from Seattle, so I spend a lot of time there. Going back to see her parents and apologizing for various things I've done.
Just got to keep making the trips.
Yeah, but no,
every month I go
on my apology tour to mostly just apologizing for my genetic contribution. Anyway, I married up, as I always say, but I do love that town. I really do. So
it's great.
And I have to say, there's so many cool people who refuse to conform to social mores.
I'm getting five in.
We can stop there. Two's enough.
Well, I could go for less or for mores, you know?
Oh, that's a bonus point.
Oh,
thank you. So, Rebecca, you're living in Seattle, which is one of my favorite towns, one of my favorite places to hang. And tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
So I have a couple jobs. My first job is I work at a bar. I do a little bit of bartending, serving. I run the social media. But
what kind of bar are we talking about?
It's like a nautical tiki bar. It's called Bait Shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I love a tiki bar because I don't feel awkward ordering my favorite kind of drink, which involves a rum and then some kind of candy bar that's been put in a blender.
Yes,
I used to like them really sweet. Now I don't like them as sweet as I've matured, but I still have to tell you, like, a rum punch, man, a rum punch with a big umbrella in it. And I mean, I like a real functioning umbrella resting in my lungs. Full size.
Oh, resting. Full size. We get a lot of people that leave those in Lost and Found. So it's Seattle. Okay. So we got a lot of them.
But anyway, so what would be the drink for me if I came into your tiki bar?
Ooh. Well, you said you like rum. We have, it's not just our cocktail, but a classic tiki cocktail is a painkiller. It's rum, coconut, orange juice, pineapple, nutmeg, and cinnamon, but we put it in like a blender and we put an umbrella in a little plastic animal on it.
One of the ingredients is like what, 80 milligrams of OxyContin? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We like do like a sprinkle of Advil on top.
Yeah. Yeah. You're being investigated by the Justice Department and the Food and Drug Administration. Is that going to be too much for me? Or do you think I can handle it?
You can handle it. You can handle it. Yeah. It's delicious.
I like it. I like those kind of drinks because you get all of your carbs done for the day, actually for the week. You get everything. And you've celebrated like three Halloweens just with one drink.
Yes. And just a great hangover the next day.
I like to order a drink like that and then hook myself up for some, some kind of diabetic treatment. But anyway, so I'm curious. So you run the tiki bar. You said you have a couple of jobs. What else?
Yeah. So my other job is a business I started last year called Sorted. And I do like home and business and office organization and interior design. And my tagline for my business is get your shit together.
That's really good. Okay. That's fascinating. I find... this whole concept of organizing very interesting, and I've gotten somewhat involved in it.
Oh, that's this, great.
Well, you know, it started with that theory from a couple of years ago. What's her name? Kondo?
Marie Kondo.
And, you know, and she wanted you to say goodbye to each item and bless it on its journey. Yeah. And I realize I don't treat people that nicely. So why would I talk to my underwear that way?
Do you make fun of it? Do you do bits about it? Do you like demean your underwear?
Most of my belongings are really happy to get the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I'll say that about my organizing technique. Yes.
Hey.
I've got like old picture frames that are like, we are so happy to go. We don't care if we're in a landfill. Just let me out of here. So that's really fascinating. No, I believe in it. I do believe, and I've experienced this, that, you know, I come from, let's just say, some members of my family like to hang on to stuff. And I think I have almost a reaction to it. I am sentimental, but I do try to constantly give things away. And I find that I just feel so much better after I do that. I just, that the stuff starts to weigh on me, you know, if I have. And also what I didn't used to realize is that things are constantly coming in. We just pick up stuff. People hand you something. Something comes in the, stuff accumulates silt in a riverbed. And so this isn't something you do once. This is something you have to do constantly.
Which is why I have repeat clients.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, do you find when you're teaching people, what about when you're dealing with someone who doesn't want to let the stuff go? Is that a problem or do you just get rid of it?
I never really go into these appointments like thinking I'm going to force people to get rid of things. It's always like a bonus because I just love throwing stuff out. I think it's, you know, like you were saying, it just feels really good.
But you know what? Can I use a different phrase?
Yeah.
Throwing stuff out used to make me feel, because I was brought up, well, you can't waste. It's a sin,
yeah.
You know, because I was raised Catholic. You can't do that. Giving it away,
yes.
Giving it to someone else, that is the huge difference.
Yeah.
Making sure that someone else, oh, good, someone else is going to enjoy this.
Yes. So when I'm going through things with clients, I make different piles for them. And like, it'll be keep, donate, throw away if it's like gross or old or something, mm-hmm. or broken. And then I do like a 2-month pile. And that's where like, that's usually for like clothes or shoes when people are like, I don't know if I want to get rid of this yet, but I don't really need it. So we put it in like a bag, an IKEA bag, put it under the bed. And then I have them set like a 2-month date on their phone calendar. And when that goes off, it's like, go check that. If you didn't miss any of that stuff, donate it.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's a one rule I heard is if you can look at something and you haven't worn it for a year, it should go. Yeah. And I have the same rule with people. Yeah, and relatives.
Oh,
if I haven't spoken to people in my life, one of my brothers, we haven't, you know, just, and it's, there's nothing personal. We just are both busy. We haven't really talked, and it's been almost a year. And if we get to a year, I'll never speak to him again. He's out of my life.
Okay. It's harsh, but okay.
And guess what? I'm fond of him, and he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
But it's just been a while. It's been about 11 months, and probably 11 months and 2 weeks. So,
but who's counting?
But if 2 more weeks go by, it's I will never speak to Justin again. That's it.
I've got 2 other ones. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And guess what? Justin may be my favorite of all of them. So that's tragic, but and for me, he's actually, I don't think it sucks for him. It sucks for me because he's a wonderful person. He's great. He's got
Why don't you reach out to him?
Because I set up this rule.
He's been avoiding you for a year so this could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe he planned this out.
I think he planned it out. Several times I've called him to say hi and someone's picked up the phone who sounded like Justin. And then when I say, hey, it's Conan, it sounds to me like their voice changes. And suddenly it's this Greek, an old Greek man saying that Mr. Justin is not here. And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, I fish for the fish in the sea. I am the fisherman. And then he hangs up. Do you think it's possible that that's Justin?
Yeah, you're being reverse catfished.
Yeah,
you're being fish catted.
I know.
Oh yeah, my so god!
I'm the first person to be reverse catfished in this modern era. And guess what? It happens a lot. I talk to a lot of people who I call, and I just want to connect to them. Like, you know, be like my old writing partner Greg Daniels, and be like, hey Greg, how you doing? And it sounds like Greg, but once I identify myself, suddenly he's Portuguese.
It's someone and, else.
And he sells pans for a living.
I didn't know you could do this. I'm going to have to implement some changes.
Yeah. Yeah, the next time I try and talk to Matt.
I'm just going to come up onto this podcast in a mustache.
Who are you going to be when I call you Matt? And I say, hey, Matt, it's me, it's Conan.
Oh,
okay, well, I'm sorry, but when Matt does come by, could you tell him that Conan called? Okay. All right. Well, very good. Hey, maybe I'll try and call Sona now. Hey, Sona, how are you? It's Conan. Let's chat.
Oh, Sonan hos che, Sonan kanat, urishtag mo kanat.
Yeah. Wow.
Sonan, I live is hos che.
Is that Armenian, or are you doing an impression of Andy Kaufman as Latka?
Or are you running a tape backwards?
Yeah.
Those were actual real Armenian words. Thank you very much. I actually used my Armenian for the first time.
You just said, please, may I have more dried and pressed apricot?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Or did you say dried or pressed pomegranate? I'm sorry. I was offered two things while I was there for dessert, and that was it. They both.
You're right. That's pretty much
both times.
All the dessert we have.
Okay. I was like, "What do you have for dessert?" This is when I took Sona to Armenia. Both times, and I loved it there. I love the Armenian people. But both times I was. Okay, let's look at that dessert menu. And they would say, what menu?
Yeah.
You can have a dried pressed apricot or a dried pressed pomegranate.
Yeah, that's it. And I wonder why anybody would avoid you for a year.
I don't know. It sounds like you've got the tiki bar.
Yeah.
You've got the organizing business. So what would you do if you were organizing my life? I mean, I don't know that you can even tell how I live, Rebecca, but what do you think?
I think it would. So usually when I do half organizing, half like decorating, designing.
Oh, decorating. Okay, yeah. Good.
I've also recently painted a mural. Because I like to do art too, so I just keep adding all these services.
God.
Yeah, it's a little I'm a little overwhelmed with it, but I like to do a lot of things. But I don't know, maybe I would like check out your artwork and see if I could like make a cool gallery wall of like a bunch of different pictures of your face or something. I don't know.
Well,
oh
yeah, Sona will tell you that if there's one thing I don't need. It's more representations of me, you know. I'm like, it's like 1948 and I'm Stalin and I'm just driving through Moscow and all I see are massive paintings of Comrade Stalin. That's what it's like to be in my life. Now, when we were doing we wrapped up our late night show after all these years, but before that, Sona, you'll testify to this.
Yes.
Every single square inch of wall was either photos of shows that we had done in big venues or posters or fan art, tons of fan art that was
so
sent
much
in.
Fan art.
Yeah. I will say the first time I came in for a podcast recording, I walked down the studio hall and there's all these statues of you and posters. And I just went, what have I gotten myself into? Am I joining a cult?
The giant bobblehead that's
and so
30 feet tall. I don't even know.
There's a Lego statue of him.
Yeah,
I know.
That's cool.
I know. Yeah. No, a lot of it was, I have to say, a lot of it was really cool stuff. It was fan art, but I did feel like a Batman villain walking around in his lair because it was insanity.
Yep.
And
it was too much.
Well, yes. No, I'm going to say it wasn't no. enough.
It was
I thought it was. No. You misread me,
oh,
Rebecca.
My, that's my bad.
I thought it was absolutely amazing. And I have to say, you know, it's funny because in my house that I live in, we don't, there's, you know, I live here with my wife and my children. And so we have very, there's just regular, nice things on the wall that have nothing to do with me. But then if you come into my study where I work and where I'm podcasting right now, there's... It's all pictures from, I mean, stuff that was special to me, but yeah. I'm usually in the picture with one of my heroes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my daughter came in here the other day and she went, yeah, this is sick. I was like, okay, I know, but it's just one room. And, you know, yeah, it's, so yeah, you may actually, when you decorate my space, which you will, this will come to pass.
Right. You just let me know.
You are probably going to be saying, at least in the study, either less Conan or much more Conan, because you got to go one way or the other.
The question is, would you look at a picture of yourself and you ask yourself, does this spark joy?
Well, all I notice is that in all the pictures of me, there's no joy coming out of my face. So why would a picture of me joyless spark joy? So that was, so I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. You know what we'll do? What we'll do is we'll combine your talents. You'll make us some killer rum drinks. And I'm going to want Sona here. And Matt, you're invited as well.
That seemed like an add-on.
I knew exactly what I was doing. No, of course, Sona and Matt will be here, and you'll make us some rum drinks, I hope, and then you'll look at the wall and you'll say, "I don't see enough Conan in this den. I think there should be more Conan."
Yeah, and then we're just gonna maybe we all have a canvas and we all make something. We can all contribute.
I just thought of an idea for my yard. See if this is too much. I love an equestrian statue. I think they're really cool. What I'd like is an equestrian statue, bronze, on a pedestal that's maybe 25 feet high. that's too crazy. 20 feet high.
Okay, and, that makes more sense.
But it's me wearing a sort of 19th century military uniform.
Oh, no.
And I'm riding on a horse, but here's the catch. The horse's head is my head.
So and, it's and are me. You also you?
So I'm still me. I'm me. And then the horse's head, because I'm that self-involved, the horse's head is more... The horse has a horse's body, and then it morphs into my head. So it's me riding a horse with my head.
That was a plot twist.
And guess what? I'll pay any price.
Whoa.
As long as it's under $1,800. That's my ceiling.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you'd get for $1,800.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be real bronze or tinfoil, whatever comes first. Rebecca, did you have a question for me? Or
You kind of answered it a little bit.
I bet I did. I talk a lot.
The statue answered
it. Yeah, statue answered it. So you were going to say, what item am I looking for in my life?
Yes, you already answered it. I was just wondering, like, because with a lot of my clients, I'll make them or we'll donate something or throw it out. I guess I was just wondering, like, what do you do with things you don't want anymore? Do you donate it? Is someone walking around in your clothes somewhere?
Actually, yes. I do. No, I honestly do. An honest answer is I love giving things to people I know. And also, there are all these places now where you can donate clothing, and it's nice. It's nice to think that I'm not wearing this anymore, but someone else will be wearing it. So, somewhere out there is someone walking around probably who doesn't speak English, who's wearing a Conan Rocks t-shirt that I had made. And they don't realize what a horrible, what the shirt says. That's the only reason they're wearing it. The minute they meet a friend who does, is fluent in English, you know, they've just come from, like, you know, I don't know where they've come from. They've come from the Netherlands, and they're wearing a Conan Rocks t-shirt. But the minute they meet someone who explains to them what that means, they will remove the shirt and destroy it.
Or maybe they'll donate to someone else.
No, they'll destroy it. Yeah.
Okay.
But Rebecca, you're a very, very cool person. And I love you're clearly multi-talented and you have tons of energy, and we're lucky to have you as a fan. Seriously.
Thank you so much. This was the best Friday I think I've ever had. So.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Why'd you limit it just to Friday? I mean,
cause I've had other
days.
Oh
my God.
What's wrong with it being the best day of your life? Why'd it have to be Friday?
Just
no.
Take the compliment. Just how about, thank you.
What you don't know is she has to live in a dungeon every Friday.
Yeah. Friday, all her life, Friday is the day that she's tortured.
I got to come out to do this podcast. It's been great.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad we cleared that low bar. But Rebecca, so nice to meet you.
You too,
and
all of you.
Look forward to crossing paths with you in real life when I'm in Seattle next time.
Well, come visit. We'll make you drinks.
Oh, you had me at drinks.
Great.
The last word. Last word.
The last word.
I know.
I wasn't listening to you until I heard drinks. When I said you had me at drinks, what I meant was I totally wasn't listening to you. It was like, blah, 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 drinks. Oh, and I was like, drinks.
That's the equivalent of you had me at goodbye.
Yeah. You had me at the end. All right, Rebecca, take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.